There are scores of lawyers in Tallahassee. One of them is Robert Churchill.
I graduated from law school in 2002, and I worked for a law firm here for 4 years defending civil cases. And then since 2006, I have run my own law firm here in Tallahassee.
By the very nature of his chosen area of practice, Churchill says many of his clients are folks of limited means.
I happen to work in an area of law, frequently representing people of limited means who are being pursued for collection of money and also landlord-tenant issues and housing matters. So there are a lot of clients in need of those services, and I also happen to be very connected to legal service organizations locally, like Legal Services of North Florida and Legal Aid. We cross paths frequently enough in representing clients in very similar situations.
And those organizations, especially Legal Services of North Florida and the Legal Aid Foundation, often ask Churchill to take on needy clients on a pro bono or no-fee basis. Because of his ongoing devotion to these sorts of cases, the Florida Bar is awarding Robert Churchill this year's Pro Bono Award for the Second Judicial Circuit, which comprises Franklin, Gadsden, Jefferson, Leon, Liberty, and Wakulla counties.
I was surprised and I was honored. I was delighted to get the news, certainly. So many people who do pro bono work do it in secret. You know, they are not looking for any recognition from anyone at all. And that's certainly been true of me. I've represented people on a pro bono level for years and years and years. And at some point, I guess someone took note of that, and the folks who, I believe, submitted my application through Legal Services of North Florida noted my involvement. It was a delight to see that I would be honored with the award.
But while happy and grateful to be acknowledged, Churchill insists there are lots of other public-spirited attorneys around.
There are a lot of people who are doing a lot of pro bono work who are not recognized and who are perfectly willing to do it and do it regularly and frequently. I don't know anybody, maybe it's the circles that I run in, but I just don't know any lawyers who are not providing that sort of service.
Still, it will be Tallahassee's Robert Churchill who will be presented one of 22 pro bono awards the afternoon of Thursday, January 30th during the ceremony at the Florida Supreme Court. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.